Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
2022, who is your helper?
My God.
For the Lord God, what will be your experience in 2022?
For the Lord God will help me.
Are you in charge? Are you in charge? Remember, it's a year when you speak. Lift your right hand and let's go. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore,
I shall not be confounded.
Therefore, I have said. Can we go? For the Lord God will help me. Therefore,
I have not been disgraced.
Therefore,
I have set my face like a sphinx.
And I know that I have. Say, because the Lord God will help me in 2022, I shall not be disgraced. I shall not know any shame. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be disgraced. I shall not know shame. Because the Lord God will help me in 2022. Every step I take, no disgrace, no shame. The Lord God is helping me. The Lord God is helping me. The Lord God is helping me. I shall know no shame. I shall not be disgraced. For the Lord God is helping me. The Lord God is helping me. The Lord God is helping me. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Help in 2022. The help that takes away disgrace and shame. Let that help begin to pursue you this year. In the name of Jesus. Verse 8 and 9. Let's continue. 8. Let's go. He who
vindicates me
is there. Who will?
Who will contend with me?
Hello. I can't hear you. Are you in charge? Are you sure you are here? Lift your right hand. Let's pray together. Let's go. He
who vindicates me is near.
Is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary?
Let him
say, every adversary against me in 2022, you shall bow, you fall, you fail, bow, fall, fail, bow, fall, fail. Every adversary against my life, against my children, against my work, against my career, against my business, against my marriage, bow, fail, fall, bow, fail, fall, bow, fail, fall, bow, fail, fall, bow, fail, fall. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Verse 9. Behold, let's take 8 and 9 together. Let's just read from 8 into 9 so that you can remember what is there. Let's go. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me?
Let us stand together.
Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Behold,
the Lord God
helps me. Who would declare me guilty? Behold, all of them will wear out like a garment. The moth
will eat them.
Say, every adversary arisen against me in 2022, they shall be as nothing. They shall disappear in the name of Jesus. They shall wear out like a garment. We will look for them. We shall find them no more. Anyone that will use their authority and their position against me, against my welfare in 2022, they shall be as nothing. They shall wear away like a garment. The moth shall eat them up. But as for me, The Lord will help me. The Lord will help me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 5, verse 12. Psalm 5, 12.
Lift your two hands up. Let's just confess that. For the Lord, bless the righteous.
Oh Lord,
you cover him
with favor, as with a shield.
You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So when you see the righteous in the Bible, it is you. Hello. You know, there is a way your child is supposed to behave. Whether he behaves in the right way or not. When you see him, son, daughter. Most of the time when we look at righteous, you start looking at your sin, how you fail before coming. Disobedience and wasting of my time does not change the fact that my children are still my children. So he looks at you and still calls you righteous. Are we in church? For the Lord will bless the righteous. He will surround him with favor. Can I have New King James or King James? My time is fast spent. Put it on New King James or King James. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him. That is your testimony this year. Lift your two hands and say, but you, O Lord, will bless our pure ordinary people. You will surround me with favor as a sheep. In 2022, favor shall be my sheep. Favor is my sheep. Favor is my shield. The blessing of the Lord are upon me. The righteous, the blessing of the righteous are upon me. The blessing of the righteous are upon me. The blessing of the righteous are upon me.
In the name of Jesus.
I enjoy daily favor. I enjoy daily favor.
I enjoy any favor in the name of Jesus in 2022.
I enjoy daily favor. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I want to be sure you are saying this. Say, I enjoy daily favor.
I enjoy daily favor.
Say that, let me hear you.
I enjoy daily
favor. Decree that, let me hear you.
I enjoy daily favor.
Declare that, let me hear you.
I enjoy
say, because I'm surrounded by favor.
Say,
every day, every night, every time, I enjoy favor. Wherever I go, people arise and they favor me. Circumstances, situations, experiences, they arise for my favor. I enjoy daily favor, daily favor, daily favor. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you, Jesus. Have your seat bowed down your heads. Let me give you 30 seconds to pray for yourself. 30 seconds. Talk to him. Oba Oba Kabi
Only you can do this thing. One else like you.
Let him do what you're asking for. Let him meet you at the point of your need. Let him change that situation. Let him surprise you. Only you. You speedily, may the Lord answer you early in the name of Jesus. Can we give a clap offering unto the King of Kings? Genesis chapter 1,
We read verse 26. Genesis 1:26. Then the Lord said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over all cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. See, the first Sunday we'll be looking at this verse, and we'll be proclaiming and teaching you the fact that you were created in the likeness, similitude, in a resemblance of God. You were created in the image. You look like Him. You have His characteristics. You have His quality. And we explain that God is a supernatural God. And because you look like Him, you are supernatural. Then we started looking at the ways in which we look like God. We started saying we are spirit. We have delegated authority and power. God is spirit. We are spirit. God is all powerful. He delegated authority and power to us. God is supernatural intelligence. He knows all things. And God also gives us supernatural intelligence. We can access the mind of Christ, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:2-16 that we have the mind of Christ. That is why there are word of knowledge, there are prophecy, there are word of wisdom, for God to give you access to His supernatural intelligence. We went ahead and said we have been given dominion. God is the ruler of heaven and earth, but on earth He gave dominion of the earth to man. We looked at the ramification of the dominion, of that dominion. Last week, we went ahead and said God is the creator. We look like Him, and we are supernatural because He has given us ability to create. So we are created. When there is any problem, it is a call onto the deepest part of your creativity to solve those problems. When there are challenges, it's a call onto your dominion mandate to exercise dominion. So a problem, a challenge, calls for your dominion mandate. That God said, let them have dominion. We look at the fact, at the thought service last week, that we have supernatural influence. We are light. We are salt. We are like living. We are leaders. We are ambassadors. We have influence. God has influence in heaven, and He has given us influence on earth. Let's continue. Again today, we are supernatural, created in the image and the likeness of God. We have the qualities and the characteristics of God to rule and reign on this earth. Why? Because we have the life of God in us. Can I hear you say, I have the life of God in me? Can I hear you say that I have the life of God in me? Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Say, because of the life of God in me. Say, anything dying in my body. Life. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Speak to your body. Speak to your body. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Any medical condition that is not according to time in my body, I speak life. 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 I have the life of God. I have the life of God. I have the life of God. I speak life to every situation in my body. I speak life in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Genesis 2, 7. And the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being, never again to die. I've told you when we thought on that man is, we are spirit. We don't die. We only change location. Change location to heaven or change location to hell. When God breathes into man, he doesn't die again. When he dies, what we call die on earth is a change of location. And then we come back, John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not, but to steal,
to kill and to destroy. But I have come that they might have life and have life more abundantly. Last year, this was one of the verses I taught most on last year. And I explained to you that that word life there is Zoe. Zoe is the God kind of life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have what? But have eternal life. That life you have now, when you became born again, and he said, shall not perish. Therefore, simple. Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Therefore, simply, anything called perish is not supposed to come near you. Is it not simple English? If you are in church, are you sure you are here? These things are simple English. If you believe in me, you will not perish. You will have eternal life. But you know the mistake? For a long time, including me, I was waiting to die to have eternal life. Once you give your life to Christ, he gives you eternal life. And eternal life is eternal. Everlasting life is everlasting. Are we here in church? The life that God gave you is eternal. The meaning of that word is Zoe. Zoe means the God kind of life. Remember, it was God that breathed in us. It is his breath that is in us. So we have the God kind of life. We have the supernatural life. We have the life of divinity flowing through us. We need to start behaving like that. We need to start thinking like that. We need to start taking actions based on that. We need to start doing everything with that understanding. I have Zoe, the God kind of life. I cannot perish. I cannot fail, including you. Are we here? So if my business fails, it did not fail. It's a lesson I'm to learn. I arise again and I continue. It only fails when I say fail. Please, I need you to understand this. Things only don't work when you make up your mind they don't work again. Because you have the God kind of life in you. God spoke nothing into existence. You have the power to speak nothing into existence. You have the imagination of bringing things into existence. So things fail. Things stop when you allow them to fail. When you allow them to stop. I'm not saying circumstances will not want to prove that they want to fail. I'm not saying circumstances will not want to prove that they want to stop. I'm saying, like one of my favorite Yoruba proverbs, you know the masquerade, we they call them heavenly. When the masquerade is pursuing you, keep running. Spirit self, then they get tired. When the challenge comes, arise again. Because you have the Zoe God kind of life in you. When you are on earth, the earth is a natural habitat for corruption, for things to perish. So when things corrupt you negatively, when things look as if they are failing, know that the world, since things came to the earth, is a natural habitat where things fail. But you are from another kingdom. When that thing is happening naturally on earth, as it is, you come as a supernatural and say, not me. I'm changing the situation. So in the world, it's natural for things to fail. It's natural for things to perish. It's natural for things to fall. It's natural for things not to go according to type. Listen. Outside, if you buy a land and you leave it vacant, will you ever see cocoa or cashew growing on it? On your land. That one you have, that you have not told me. on it. Have you ever seen palm tree, cocoa, cashew growing on it before? Have you? What do you see growing on it? Grasses. Do you want that grass? What would you prefer to grow on it? Mango, cashew, the ones you can export. But because the world is a natural habitat for evil, without you touching the land, what you don't want will be growing. It's natural. Likewise, it's a natural habitat for failure, perishing, and many negative things. So when you fold your hands, things that you don't want to happen, they will happen like the weeds on your land. Anything you want to happen, you are the one that will impose it. So if you want cashew upon that land, you will go and grow cashew. But when you grow cashew, you don't grow cashew and leave. If you leave, what will happen? The weed will grow again. If you don't want weed, where will you go? You go, you remove the weed. That is your life. Until you tell the weed that never again, it will continue growing. Because this is a natural habitat for leaf and weed. You are the one that will tell him what you want. Do you understand? Say, failure is natural habitat on earth. You are the one that will say, I'm from the kingdom. I will not allow this to happen in this earth. That place will not be my land. You can do anything where you like that. But here, you know what happened. Why? I have the Zoe life of God. Listen. The supernatural is not natural on earth. We impose it. If you want it, you impose it. If you don't impose it, you will not experience it. The natural things on earth are negative things. They will happen naturally. Listen, your baby that is 2 months old now, you don't need to teach him or her how to lie. You don't need to teach him or her how to manipulate. Have you seen how babies 3, 4, 5 months use cries to manipulate? Who taught them? Nobody. It is a natural habitat. That is why the Bible says, train up a child in the way you go. You show him what you want him to be. If you leave him on his own, he will take the form of a natural habitat of the earth. So, if the supernatural is not happening to you, now you. Do you understand my simple instruction? Everlasting life is not in the future. Everlasting life starts now. Eternal life starts now. Abundant life starts now. Remember where it started. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If you think everlasting life is coming in the future, know that presently in heaven, the devil cannot steal there. He cannot kill there. He cannot do anything there. And he's saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So you must impose it here on earth. Don't wait for everlasting life. You have received your Jesus into your life. If you have everlasting life, start now. Do you understand everything I'm trying to say? I'm saying we can have the fullness, a taste of the fullness of heaven while we are on earth. We might not have it fully, but we can have a taste of it. And the taste is you going to the kitchen and taking part of it. Are we in church? You have Zoe, the eternal life of God. So, if things happen negatively, know that it's time for you to bring supernatural to it. It's time for you to impose your will upon it. It's time for you to impose the purpose of God upon life. It's time for you to use your influence to change the situation. That's why I've been telling you almost every Sunday, God is angry with complaining, murmuring, and giving excuse because of these things. You are supernatural. Any problem that comes, you have a solution to it. You have dominion. You have creativity. You are supernatural. You have Zoe. You can overcome it. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Look for the way to solve it. Do we understand this? Lift your hand, Amon. Let's pray together. Say, I have the life of God. Say, I am supernatural.
Say, I overcome every natural tendencies of this earth. I bring the supernatural to bear. I bring the life of God to bear in everything I do, in all of my work, in my family. I bring the life of God to bear. 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 We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The second thing I want to talk about this morning is the fact that we are supernatural. We can do the will of God. Listen to me. One of the things you should understand from the Bible is this. Every instruction God gives you, you have the capacity to do it. I beg you, understand this first. Every instruction, God is not wicked. He does not give commands and instructions without giving the capacity to be able to do it. Every instruction given to us in the Word of God, every command, every whatever, directive, He has given us the capacity supernaturally. Because we are supernatural, He has given us the capacity to do it. And to prove it, you know what He did? He made sure we have evidences, witnesses of people in the Old Testament. Not the time of grace, not the time of Holy Spirit. He gave us examples of many people in the Old Testament that were able to do the will of God without fail. Joshua, Daniel, Joseph. You will not see anything against them. Even though they were not living under grace. Now, He now made grace available and gave us the Holy Spirit. So, this generation has no excuse of not doing the will of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, talked about the perfect, acceptable will of God. That means God has a will. God has a plan. God has a purpose. But the kind of will I'm talking about is that God has, how will I say this? Okay, let me just use purpose. Has a will. And we look like God because we have a will. Let me tell you this. What separated man, one of the things that separated man from animals and every other creation is will. Can I tell you this, that your will is one of the best gifts that God gave to you. And it is a will that put Adam and Eve in trouble. So you have to learn a lesson from that. How can the best gift, one of the best gifts given to man, be the source of a problem of man? That is why you are not a robot. You can decide to come to church late. It's your will. You made the choice. When we're talking about man's free will, we are talking about man's capacity to make a choice for himself. Some are sleeping at home. It's their choice. It's their will. Some are here praying. It's their choice. It's their will. Some, well, no matter the prayer point you raise, they will be looking at you like this. Why? It's their choice. It's their will. That makes you look like God. But your will can be used for God. If you don't use your will in line with the plan of God, you will make the mistake of Adam and Eve. Don't use your will independent of God. These are some of the things I call a setup. Your free will is a setup. Your marriage is a setup. See, where you'll be born, He did not tell you. He did not determine, you did not determine your father, your sisters. Some of you are angry you were born in Nigeria. You did not determine it. The day you will die, you will not determine it. The kind of death we are praying, it will be peaceful. You can't determine it. People that went in a way that is not peaceful, not be them cause harm. I don't know what caused it. Let me go, not go into those theology. We don't decide that. You discover that almost every important part of your life, God decided some of them, most of them. He now left marriage for you and said, pick the one you want. You don't know it's a setup. It's a setup to know if you will follow His will.
Free will is a setup. Use it
in a way that will not put you into trouble.
By free will, you look like God. You have the qualities of God. You have the characteristics of God. God wills what he wants to do, and nobody can stop him. We read that last week. He does what he pleases in heaven and on earth, and nobody can stop him. And he gave you a power to decide some things for yourself by your choices. Know that is his setup. Matthew 26:39.
And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father,
if it is possible, let this cup pass from me."
Can we read the last part? Nevertheless, I've told you, if you want to know how to live the supernatural life on earth, look at Christ. He was God. Came to man alive, to the earth, to save humanity.
He could have done whatever he wants. He has a will. He could have changed his mind, but he did not.
Setting an example for you
that your will must be under the will of God.
Please tell somebody, your will must be under the will of God. So when somebody says, "I will do what I want, it is my life,"
that is one of the most stupid statements you can ever make. It's a setup. You want to fail it?
"I will do whatever I like. Now my money now. Now my car. It's my house." The people that said that yesterday, where are they today? Dead. Buried. Even their grave was resold to another person. They are buried another corpse in that same. Because me, I see that sometimes. I wonder why cemetery, you know, they fill up. Have you ever thought about it before? Maybe that's my imagination. Please forgive me. It just put different ones. They are nowhere to be found. Don't allow your will to put you in trouble. You can use your will like Jesus did. You can do the will of the Father. You can put your will under the will of God. "Not all who says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of my Father in heaven."
They that put their will, their choices,
under the will and the choice
of the Father in heaven. You can do the will of God.
You can obey God. You can live above sin. Is a choice. Not for me. My only weakness. Once you know the weakness, you know the problem. You know the solution. You can do the will of God. You can obey God. You know what Jesus showed us? "Father, this is my request. But do what is best in this situation." You know, I've always told you, don't make a plan at the beginning of the year and then you come, my father, this is my plan. He's not your mate. You look at him for his plan for the year and you follow that plan.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You can do the will of God.
Please tell somebody, tell the person you can do the will of God. So, in summary, what I'm saying is this. Bring your will in subjection to the will of the Father. Sin came into the world when man did otherwise. Don't repeat the mistake of Adam and Eve.
We enter into trouble when our choices, when our wills are not subjected to the will of God.
How can we do that? John 6.
Let's just look at the example of Jesus. John 6:38. "For I came down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him that sent me."
Look at the success secret of Jesus. Look at the success secret of Jesus. I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Supernatural is not casting out demons alone. Supernatural is doing the will of the Father that sent you. Supernatural is not miracles alone. We are supernatural because we have the capacity to do the will of God. Supernatural is not malagadalama garia balebosite keteke rimokoria dadapaka igeri getelebo. It's not speaking in tongues alone. Supernatural is not word of knowledge alone. The power that gave you power for miracles, for speaking in tongues, is the same power that allows you to do the will of God. Can I hear you say, I can do the will of God? For I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Can I hear you say, I can do the will of God? I can hear you say, I can do the will of God. If I say, let your enemy die now, I will hear you boldly. Can I ever say, I can do the will of God? So, una day here before. You can. You have no excuse on the judgment day. You can. He gave you the capacity to do it. You can. You can forgive. You can love. You can overlook your offense. You can live a life without bitterness. It is a choice. You have the capacity to do the will of God because it's your choice. It's free choice. It's your choice. Don't misuse it. That is why there will be judgment. That is why there will be no excuse on the judgment day. Because it's your choice. Listen, if I'm going like this now, when I get here, there's no force from heaven on earth determining where I will go. It's my choice to go like this. If I want to dance, it's my choice to raise my leg. Or I can guess it. It's my choice. It is your choice. When you do evil, it is not mistake, it is sin, it is your choice. When you decide to revenge and deal with the person, it's not a mistake, it is your choice. It is free will. You are supernatural. You can do the right thing. You can do the right thing. You are supernatural. And the best thing you can do in life is give your life to Christ. It is your will. When you say yes to it, it's your will. When you say no to Christ, it's your will. It is not anybody from your village. It is you. You can only cooperate with them if you want. It's your choice. It is your will. I pray and I hope you will make the right choices this year. You will subject your will to the will of Christ. Bow down your heads and pray for yourself. Let's pray for ourselves. I subject my will under your own law. I subject my will. I've learned that I have no excuse. Therefore, I subject my will under your will. You have given me free will to make personal choices, but I make choices pleasing to you. 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 Father, I subject my free will to you. Just as Jesus came to do the will of my Father, I'm born again now and I choose to do the will of God. I have no excuse to give. I chose to do your will. I am supernatural. You have adequately equipped me to do the right thing. You have given me the Holy Spirit. You have made grace available. Therefore, I no longer have excuse. I make a deliberate choice by your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit to subject my will to yours. Forgive that person. Forgive that person. Forgive that person. Forgive that person. Change your mind. You are not stupid. What will people say? That's not the issue. What will God say? That's the main thing. What will people not think I'm stupid? No. God thinks you are righteous. God thinks you are an obedient child. God thinks you are my son. God thinks you have subjected your will to me just like Jesus did. God thinks you are Christ-like. God thinks you are like him. An eye for an eye will make all of us blind. You have the capacity to do the will of God. The number one thing that God wants you to do with your will is to willfully, of your own choice, accept Jesus into your life. That's the beginning of wisdom. Beginning of the journey of subjecting our wills to the will of God. You are in church today, you have heard this word, and you want to give your life to Christ, subjecting your will to him, so that he can give you Zoe, the supernatural, heavenly, divine life of God, and so that he will help amend your will into his will. Wherever you are, can you lift your right hand up? I want to give my life to you, Jesus. We thank you. Can we lift our two hands to him? Lift your two hands. Say, I receive the grace to do the will of God no matter what. Say, I receive the enablement. I receive the empowerment to live for God, to do the will of God. The empowerment for my life to shine, by empowerment to be salt, empowerment to be yeast, empowerment to be an ambassador, empowerment to do the will of God, empowerment to live the Zoe life of God. I receive the empowerment, dude. We thank you. We glorify your name. I ask that the Lord will help you do these things. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I ask that the Lord's mercy will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Receive divine assistance. Receive divine favor. May the face of the Lord shine upon you. May his light shine on your path. May the Lord uphold you with his right hand of strength. In the name of Jesus, may his hand be upon you mightily. May the Lord help you in every ramification. In the name of Jesus, receive the multi-dimensional grace and help of the Lord. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom. This year, receive rest. Receive peace. Receive the shalom of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.